joining us right now at PMP Network is Emilio Castillo. Actually, it's pronounced Castile. So he is, of course, the leader of Tower of Power. We've actually met him on a couple times before, and they're celebrating the release of a brand-new CD. We'll talk a little bit about that. And, of course, a few years ago when we talked to Emilio, Warner had released kind of a greatest hits package for Tower of Power. They've been around for a long time. Many of us still remember their songs like What Is Hip and You're Still a Young Man. Baby, thank you very much. Thank you, Emilio. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
Good to have you on. You guys are still going strong. 30 years and counting.
Yeah, it's going to be 36 in August.
Isn't that amazing?
It sure is.
You guys are still out there and still playing great music and still putting out new stuff, which is that's the thing that's really most impressive. That you just keep having new stuff out there. That's all quality stuff.
Well, thank you very much.
Tell us about the new CD.
The new CD is called Tower of Power in the Oakland Zone. It's on Ore Music, and it's our first studio record since David Garibaldi's come back. When he came back about 6 years ago, we did a live album with him called Soul Vaccination Live, but this is the first all-original studio album since then, and we really took it back to Oakland with this one in classic Oakland soul sense, and we're very proud of it.
It's good stuff. We just played a little bit of it in the beginning, and it really is classic Oakland soul music.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's you guys, you know, you do so many different things, and in fact, when people have said, you know, tell me about Tower Power, you know, what kind of music is it? And even the guys in the band have different answers. I mean, you guys have gone all over the place, but this one kind of goes back to the roots a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, we're basically a soul band. You know, there's certain elements of jazz in there, and it's certainly a lot of funk and rhythm and blues, but, you know, we started as a soul band, and that's the kind of music we try to make.
Of course, the sound is horn-driven, which is, you know, it's an in-your-face sound that there's very few bands that have that. In fact, when musicians wanted to have that kind of sound in the background, they hired Tower Power to do background music.
Well, plenty of them have, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's really something that a lot of them are doing and have done for many, many years. Tell me a little bit about the company you're with again now. What's the record label?
The record label's called Ore Music. We're still under contract with Sony. What happened is we did a few records for them, and the guy over there that signed us decided to leave the company and start his own label. And when he went in to sort of give his notice, he thought it was going to be a really unpleasant meeting, and it turned out to be a very positive meeting. They told him that they wanted him to still work with a lot of their acts, and that you know, they wished him luck and everything, and he said, well, he would consider doing that if they would let him take Tower Power to his label. And so they kind of licensed this out to him.
Wow. So the continuity is there. It's just a different label, but it's the same guy.
Yes, same guy, Michael Kaplan.
Wow. That's interesting. Now, does he still have all the facilities of Sony in terms of distribution and everything?
It's the same distribution, and it's just a little more personal attention.
Yeah. That's amazing. You know, I was just talking a minute ago about how Tower Power's, you know, done background music for people. But, I mean, you know, you got people like Elton John and Smokey Robinson, Rod Stewart, Dionne Warwick. A lot of people have used Tower Power as kind of on their records.
Yeah, most recently we did Smash Mouth, Aerosmith, and Neil Diamond. And we're also on the new Sony PlayStation Dragon Ball Z game.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get a copy of that?
Actually, I do, because they recorded four of our tunes as well.
Yeah. So now, do you actually play the game, or do you have any children that do?
No, I don't.
That would be very
impressive. I have children, but they don't play PlayStation.
Yeah, see, that would be very impressive if they did. You know, they were playing, they can say they've hit their friends, hey, that's my dad playing the music there, you know?
Yeah.
Because I know my son's he's a GameCube guy, and I'm sure he would love to have dad on GameCube, you know? It's kind of cool. Now, it's interesting to note the influence that Tower of Power has had on so many people, and I understand that at one point Sting talked to you and told you that he actually had formed like a Tower of Power clone band before the Police.
Yeah, that's true. I met him years ago at an Eric Clapton concert at the Los Angeles Forum. And Robert Cray introduced me to him. And when he met me, he said, "Oh, Tower of Power." He goes, "That's a great band." And I said, "Oh, thank you very much." He said, "You know, I used to have a Tower of Power clone band before I was before I formed the Police." And he said, "We used to do 'Don't Change Horses in the Middle of a Stream.'" And one of my favorite songs, he said, was "Only So Much Oil in the Ground."
Hmm. Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
What did that? How'd you feel when he said that stuff to you?
I was very flattered because I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, I mean, this is amazing. Yeah, when you look at how long you guys have done and what you're still doing, what is it? There are ups and downs, though. This is one of the uptowns. It sounds to me like you're going back up again. But talk a little bit about the ups and downs of the band and people going in and out of the band and things like that.
Well, you know, if you're going to have a career that's going to be as long as ours, you're going to have your ups and downs for sure, and you're going to make mistakes, and we've certainly made our share. You know, we kind of had our heyday in the early 70s, and there was a lot of drugs and alcohol around, and we did our share of that, and I believe that was our main undoing at the late 70s, and it was right when the disco era came around, and the record company was telling us, you know, why don't you try to be like them, or why don't you try to do like they do? You know, they kind of looked at us as a problem that needed solving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we wanted to please them, so we were trying to these different things and trying, you know, basically to not be ourselves, you know. And, of course, that didn't work. We always sounded like Tower of Power anyway, only a bastardized version. So eventually, you know, we got through that difficult period, started living our lives right again, and realized that the way we sound is not a curse, it's a blessing, and we've been doing better ever since. We try to stay true to ourselves now. We make Tower of Power music, and it's different from the others, and that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, and it's something that, for the most part, if you put this on, I mean, in the same thing with Oakland Zone, the new CD, when you put it on, you know that's Tower of Power.
Yeah, it's kind of always been that way. We have a very distinct rhythmic sound, and of course we got the big horn section. Our songwriting's just a little bit different than all the others.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you know you talk about Motown, and in actuality you were born in Detroit, but I know you moved to San Francisco when you were young. Your first band was actually called the Motowns, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true. You know, we got into soul music, and we were a bunch of teenagers. And my mom says, "Well, if you're going to play that kind of music, you need to be called the Motowns." So we went with that for a couple of years, and then we wanted to get into the Fillmore circuit and, started growing our hair long and getting into that scene. And we auditioned at the Fillmore Auditorium for Bill Graham in 1969, and he signed us.
Well, we gotta mention one thing before we talk about the signing, because it was when you hooked up with the Funky Doctor. That really was the beginning of, from what I can see, of the big success, because both of you guys wrote together and the things changed after that. In fact, didn't he actually name Tower Power?
No, actually, we picked the name off a list. It's kind of a boring story. There was a little record company in Hayward, California, and one of the guys there had this list of potential band names, and they were all sort of psychedelic names, you know, those kind of weird names like 13th Floor Elevator and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the name Tower of Power, and I thought that described our sound, and we took the name that way. But it is true that when I met Doc, he was the first guy that ever said to me, you know, he said, "You know, we do these soul tunes by other people, and then you take them and you change them around in all these fabulous ways. I've never seen anybody do it quite like that." He says, "But why are we doing it to other people's music? Why don't we make our own?" And that, you know, for a young kid my age, it was a thought that I just wasn't coming up with. You know, I just would like to play soul music by Otis Redding and James Brown and Sam and Dave. And when he said that, I said, "Well, sure, let's give it a try." And he told me, he says, "You know, I have some lyrics I wrote. It's about my hash pipe. It's called Azul's Gonna Rule." And I told him, "Well, I'm not sure about that song." I go, "But why don't we get together and try something else?" And we got together, and the first song we wrote was a soul ballad called "You're Still a Young Man."
Nothing like success on the first song, huh?
Yeah, I think it's been downhill ever since.
Well, it's hard to you know, match the biggest song you guys ever did. You know, it's interesting. There's so many good songs that you folks have done, from What Is Hip to Don't Change Horses and Soul Vaccination and stuff. But people still, if you ask them Tower of Power, the song that comes to mind most is probably You're Still a Young Man.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Or What Is Hip is also a very big one. But You're Still a Young Man, I mean, to this day, we get so much airplay on that song, and it just sticks within people's heads for some reason.
Mm. Now, in 1970, you guys cut your first record. That was East Bay Grease. So you're kind of going back to the Bay again. But, yeah, that was with Billy Graham's record company, right?
Yeah, Bill Graham was the big rock promoter out in San Francisco, and he definitely gave us our start. He was a big fan of salsa music and horns and big band and jazz and soul. And when he heard us, we were kind of the first band that had that kind of thing happening in the Bay Area.
Now, you guys went through it wasn't exactly a great period in the 80s, but one thing that you can say about Tower Power, you guys have been playing all along. You guys never really, you know, disbanded, right?
That's true. We've always had such a strong, loyal fan base that we were always able to gig live, even when we didn't have any record deal and, you know, the industry kind of looked at us as dinosaurs that would never be popular again. But we were always able to gig live. And then what happened is we kind of started inching our way back. As we changed the way we lived and started living right, you know, staying on the clean and narrow, and just, you know, really taking short baby steps to, you know, improve our career. Pretty soon we were doing Letterman. We wound up doing Letterman like 16 times. And we did a lot of touring with Huey Lewis, and he helped to rejuvenate the band's career. And all along, though, our fans were really the thing that held it together.
Hmm. And you guys have added new members, and I guess that when you do that, you know, you get a fresh outlook and some fresh, you know, ideas, and it keeps the band young in terms of sound.
Yeah, well, that's another thing that's kind of different for Tower of Power. I mean, we've always had member changes throughout the years, and, you know, when I was young, I used to really fear those changes, you know, like, what are we going to do if we lose this guy? What are we going to do if we lose that guy, you know? And over the years, I've had so many changes like that, and every time it's been nothing but good, you know? So it's kind of turned into kind of like a little college situation, you know. Great players come in, they sound great, they play great, they learn our style, and we have a great stint together, and then they leave and they play even greater and go on to greater careers.
Isn't one of the guys from Tower Power doing a band leader of a TV show right now?
Well, we've got Lenny Pickett. He's the band leader for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, he still plays with us whenever we go to New York. Lee Thornburg, our old trumpet player, is the main trumpet player on The Tonight Show. Al Chez is the main trumpet player on The Letterman Show. He played with us for a long time. We've got a lot of guys that have done solo careers, like Richard Elliott, Huge Groove. Just a lot of, you know, a lot of people have gone on to do really great things.
Mm. Then it's amazing the consistency, though, of the band, even though this changes. Maybe it's you. You're the consistent factor in the band every year.
Well, I definitely know what makes the Tower of Power sound, and I'm determined to get that out of players when they come, and so that works out pretty good.
Now, do you own the name Tower of Power yourself?
Yes, I do.
So that's kind of a cool thing. So no one can actually go out and start touring as Tower of Power because you can stop them.
That's correct.
And that's a good thing because, as you know, there's like 15 drifters out there and platters, and people start, stealing people's names. So it's good that you got it registered and you own it.
Yeah, we're not going to have any East Coast Tower of Power or anything like that.
What do you think about the internet as a place where people are downloading music and things like that? Do you think it's helpful that people get to sample the music, or do you think that it's not really helpful at all?
Well, I think there's two sides to look at it. You know, there's a lot of downloading going on where the artist isn't deriving any compensation from it, and that's not really fair since that's their craft. But the other way to look at it is that, you know, it's not going to go away. It's sort of what's happening with the times right now. And I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that the internet hasn't helped our career, because we have a huge huge internet following. And not only are they, you know, talking about us and have chat boards about Tower of Power on, you know, AOL, and, you know, that go on our website and have these big chats about the band. And, you know, they also fly cross country to meet each other, you know, at our gigs. And, you know, so it's definitely been a plus for our career as well.
And people, of course, can go to towerofpower.com. It has everything up there, from information on how to get the CDs to your upcoming schedule. And, of course, there are boards, message boards, that people can communicate with one another.
Yeah, AOL has a big, very popular message board for Tower of Power. I'll tell you a funny story. I was going on stage the other night up in Connecticut, and there was an intercom while we were waiting backstage to go on, and I could hear the lighting guys talking to each other over the intercom, and the one guy is saying, "Yeah, man, I downloaded that Soul Vaccination Live album last night. They were killing." We were laughing. We said, "Oh, yeah, you sure you downloaded our stuff, huh?"
Yeah, you should charge them right there. There you go. You can pay for it now if you like. But, well, the CD Oakland Zone is available right now, and you can get it through everywhere. It's all over the, from Amazon.com to the record store, your favorite record store, or you can go to towerofpower.com for more information on it. And there's an online store there as well, right?
That's correct.
So you can buy all kinds of goodies.
Yeah, you guys, it's available.
Yeah. It was nice to talk to you, and I look forward to the next CD coming out and talking to you again.
All right, thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.